How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into the broadcast again this week. We'll pick up our study here in John chapter 14, verse number 28. Where the Lord says here, he says, it's kind of review time. He says, you've heard now how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Here we have the Lord again reviewing what he said unto them. He said, I'm going away and I'm coming back. And if you really loved me, if you weren't hindered by this old flesh and you really understood what this is all about, if you really loved me and you were in tune with my ministry and my calling and my work, you would rejoice. Because I said these words, I go into the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Kind of taking a look at this kind of in reverse order, what the Lord's given it. The Lord Jesus Christ here defers to the Father and makes the statement, what the Father has said to be done is the greatest thing of all. The Father has sent me to come and be a Savior for his people, for our people, for the people that he has given me, as we've seen in previous chapters. And what he said to do, it needs to be done because he's the greatest of all. And I need to do what he has given me to do. And he said, you would rejoice because I said, I go unto the Father. The going of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Father signifies the completion of what the Father sent him to do. Jesus sitting on the right hand of the Father presently, it's a testimony that he has fulfilled what the Father gave him to do. His redemptive work in redeeming us, his people, back from the slave market of sin and the wickedness of sin and depravity and our fall. His atoning work and that he was the sacrifice for our sins. He shed his blood. He gave his body. He was buried. He poured out his soul unto death. And paid the debt, paid the price for his people's sins. He rose from the dead to guarantee unto us everlasting life. Oh, we would be of men most miserable, Paul declares, if in this life only we had hope in Christ. But we have a hope in Christ eternal. It's reserved in the heavens. As he told him here in this chapter, a mansion in glory, and greater than a mansion, what he says in verse number 3, that he would receive us into himself, that where he is, we might be also for eternity. Oh, what a blessing, what a rejoicing indeed. Jesus is going back to the Father, and we rejoice in it that he is. And he tells them here, after instituting the Lord's Supper and observing the Passover with them, he's telling them about things to come, that they might have rest and peace and confidence in the Lord. Verse 29, and now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it has come to pass, ye might believe. See, and so... A great solidification and confirmation here of what the Lord has given. What he has told them that will be, he's done so that they might believe. That they might believe, that they might rest, that they might have confidence in what he says. See, what Jesus says, what the Father says is going to come to pass. He will bring it to pass. What Jesus says, what he's been sent to do of the Father will come to pass. It will be done. And so if we just get a hold on that, everything that God is determined to do, he has done, or those things not yet fulfilled, he will do. We have confidence. We can have great assurance in that. Everything that the Lord's promised he would do in time has come to pass. And everything that is not, that he has said that he will do that has not come to pass yet will do so. We can believe it. We can know that it's so. And he says here, I've told you before it come to pass. It's prophetic. He's telling it in advance that when it has come to pass, we might say, Jesus said that that would be. Jesus said that that would happen. Jesus said that it would come to be at that way and at that time, that ye might believe. Verse 30, hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. There's no fault in Jesus. Jesus came and fulfilled the gospel and all the things that he did and accomplished in his gospel, his death, his burial, his resurrection, all the things that we talk about, his atoning, his redemption, his sacrifice of himself, all those things that he's done. Satan, the prince of this world, he can find no fault, no error, no point of accusation. Oh, he can make an accusation, but not a bit of it is founded. Not a bit of it will hold up in the court of eternity. Not a bit of it. Is there any flaw? Is there any error? Is there any issue that the salvation of the Lord is less than it needs to be? Hereafter, I will not talk much with you. He's going to be giving us some things on the way to Gethsemane, but then he's going to begin to focus on what he's got to do and what he is facing. For the prince of this world cometh, that is Satan, and hath nothing in me. Jesus is perfect, and Satan cannot find a fault. Verse 31, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. That the world may know that I love the Father. See, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. What's the commandment that Jesus has of the Father? Jesus certainly loves the Father. And the Father said, for him to go and to be made sin for us, he was made sin for us who knew no sin. That's the commandment that he has of the Father. And he loves the Father, and he's going to obey the Father. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. The Father has given the Son a commandment, go be a sacrifice, a Savior, a Redeemer, the Christ for our people. Go and be such for our people. And Jesus says, because I love the Father, I'm going to go do just that. And then he says here in this last part of this chapter, chapter 14 of John, verse number 31, the last sentence here in the chapter, arise, let us go hence. And so the Lord Jesus Christ here literally giving an indication that they raise up from where they've eaten there in the upper room and where he observed the Passover with them and instituted the Lord's Supper with them and washed the disciples' feet and then instructed them in this chapter as we've read. He said, let us go hence. Let us go forward. Let us go in the way of the truth and the life that is Jesus Christ. He says, arise, let us go hence. May we take this and may we go in the way of truth and life that is Jesus Christ. Let us go hence. Let us go hence with the Lord. As the scripture tells and bears out, for we who are the Lord's and the great blessing of salvation, and yet the great calling of salvation, let us go and bear his reproach and his shame as he did without the camp. May we hear the command of the Lord and believe him and trust him and follow him in it. May the Lord help us that no matter what it would cost us in this life, may the Lord give us grace that we would show our love for him by keeping his commandment, that we would desire to know what his commandment toward us is, that we would know what he says in his word and what we should obey him in. Remember what he says in verse 15 of this chapter, if you love me, keep my commandments. Very simple, isn't it? And then in verse number 24, he says, he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. Are you saved? If you're not, you need to be saved. You need your sins forgiven by the Lord Jesus. And he's the only one that can forgive you. He worked the miracles and showed that power that sinners might know that he is the Savior and he's the forgiveness forgiver of sins. He's the payer of sins. And he's the only one that can forgive you. Are you saved? Have you been saved by the Lord Jesus Christ and know that you have been forgiven and you've been made a child of God by Jesus Christ through repentance and faith in him, his salvation in you? Do you know that you have everlasting life? I'll tell you what, declare it to the world by baptism and come and be baptized by one of the Lord's churches and declare to the world and to that church that Jesus has saved your soul. Let it be known. Let it be known to your family, your friends, or your co-workers, those you go to school with, your neighbors. Let it be known that Jesus died on Calvary some 2,000 years ago for you, was buried and rose again to give you eternal life. Let it be known and submit to baptism. Have you been baptized by one of the Lord's churches and join one of them but then over time the cares of life and the things of the world have entered in and now you just want to do your own thing. You find it for some reason that it's just not necessary for you to be in church services and be serving the Lord and his church that he called you to. I tell you what, repent of it. If by doing so, are you showing that you really do love the Lord? Remember what he says here, he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the Lord Jesus built his church so his people could be baptized and so they could serve him there. Do you love him? Arise, let us go hence. Let us go in the way of truth and life that is Jesus Christ. What he has prescribed, what he has said, what he has commanded, what he has given us to follow in. May the Lord help us that we follow that and hear him, believe him, and trust him in what he has said. May the Lord bless his word. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.